What's going on, guys? Welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I missed you guys. I didn't do my podcast last week because I was out of town. I'm definitely gonna fill you guys in on that trip and how it went. And so basically today we just gonna jump into the topic that actually it has been a topic that was requested by a couple of people. They thought it would be a good topic for people to kind of listen to, and maybe somebody from a different perspective of the topic. However, I will only talk about this topic one time. And once you see what the topic is, you will definitely understand why I'm only going to do it once. A lot of people get in their feelings about it. And I definitely like to keep my podcast light, positive energy and things like that. And we just have a good time. But basically, what we're going to talk about is what I think about Trump supporters and people who don't like to wear a mask, i.e. anti-maskers. So we're going to talk about it today. Like I said, we're going to talk about it once. So go ahead and grab your wine, your water, your juice, whatever you're drinking, and let's go ahead and get into it. So we're just going to go ahead and get right to it. So basically, the reason why the topic came up is for two reasons. So the first reason was, I don't know if you guys saw it. Since today being the 18th, we're probably like almost a week and a half behind as far as this particular story. But basically, just to give you, I'm going to give you the gist. Two women were in Bath and Body Works, and one of the women was standing fairly close to the other one. Now, I felt that, you know, because I appreciate personal space, okay? This was before COVID, during, after. I just don't like people's back up. Like, if you are a close talker or you like to stand on top of people, do better, okay? We don't like that, especially, like, introverted people. Like, back up, okay? So, basically, that was pretty much what I got from it. The lady was standing too close. They exchanged words. Then one of the people at some point that was Trump, how you get Trump out of Bath and Body Works, I don't know, but it happened. And then the other woman, don't quote me on it, but I'm pretty sure she called her trailer trash. I think that was what happened. So basically after she called her trailer trash, that, they got into it. It was kind of getting ready to become physical. So one of the Bath and Body Works women kind of stepped in, the workers, and the woman who she was trying to get to calm down put her hands on her, and that Bath and Body worker was about that life. And so they just boxed to the floor or whatever. And another worker was trying to come over to get the woman off of her co-worker. And if you are have ever been to like a bar or like a club, whenever people get into a fight, the bouncers try to separate mainly the aggressor by grabbing their upper body, because it like protects the body, bouncer from flailing arms and things like that. And most importantly, 9 times out of 10, people fighting in the bar are stupid drunk. So it's protecting them from themselves. But so the Bath and Body Worker, that was her thought process when she went to grab the woman. But her hands kind of slid up and she low-key had her in a headlock, and they all fell to the floor. Another customer came to the rescue of the other customer, and then those two people started fighting, and then someone else came up, a guy that works there, and he was like, no, we're not about to do this, and put him out, okay? So that's pretty much the gist, okay? So that's that. Then the other reason is because I was telling a couple of my friends about someone who wrote me on my Facebook account, okay? I don't really get on Facebook. I don't get on Facebook because if you haven't caught on yet, I don't like drama. One, I'm too old for it, and I didn't like drama when I was in high school either. I'm just not that person. Like, I just like good energy around me. And if you can't provide that, then we don't have anything to talk about. So basically, and then I'm gonna say this as well about Facebook. I'm not a celebrity, right? So if I don't interact with you, if I don't like your pictures, if I don't comment on your pictures, If I for real, don't even see your post, why are we friends on Facebook? Like, why? No. So it really, like, there are just a lot of things that people really just need to go through and weed out their Facebook. Because most of the time, people just being nosy is why they want to be on your page. Not because there's some kind of relationship there. Because I do have people on my page who I was, you know, I was friends with in high school. I do like their pictures. I do comment on their pictures and things like that at times. Those people, okay, I get it. But the people, those people who delete you and you have no idea that they deleted you, that is just fine. You know what I'm saying? And then another reason, you know, is because, like, with Facebook, people are just being people. I mean, that's just the best way to describe it. You know, you have a lot of keyboard warriors that like to say just a lot. And at least Twitter limits your characters, even though you can go on a rant, but it has to be in like 17 tweets. But I don't have to read out 17 of your tweets. With Facebook, you write a book and you know what I'm saying? And it's just annoying, you know, all that negative energy. So basically, if I'm not a celebrity, I shouldn't have all these random friends, you know, that I don't even talk to. So, and then now, and I just kind of stumbled upon it. Facebook has this thing, and it could have been around for a while. Like I said, I don't get on Facebook. But it has this feature now where you can unfollow people so they don't know that you deleted them. So you pretty much just don't see their post. That is so fake. Facebook, that is fake. I'm here to tell you, that is fake. If I don't want to be your friend, I'm not going to be your friend. Like, we are grown. Okay? And if somebody doesn't want to be your friend, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Facebook, that feature's fake. Take that off of there. But anyway, so I got this message. So this is the second reason. I got this message in my inbox, right? Because what happens is I post on Instagram, and sometimes my Instagram post, I'll click the little thing so it can share on Facebook as well. And this country has been, it's been a whole lot going on. And so some people will like the things that you share and some don't. And just to kind of give you an idea, I'm from Georgia, went to high school in Georgia, I went to college in Tennessee, and lived a decent amount of my adult life in Kentucky. And now I currently live in Texas. So you kind of see those states, pretty much majority. Georgia doesn't really count because this year was the first year that you know, anything happened out of the norm, if you will. But heavy Republican states, I'll say that. Heavy Republican states. Okay, so I was just sharing things and I got a Facebook message. Okay, the Facebook message, there were multiple messages from the same person, but my initial thought was, I have no idea who you are. Because, like, sometimes I get really, really bad with names. So I have to, like, look at your face. But I just didn't even care enough to click on and see who she was. But that was my initial thought, was I have no idea who you are. But she wrote me and she said, "You, of all people, I was surprised at your rhetoric." Okay. First of all, I didn't say anything. I never said anything. And all I shared is pretty much that we need to be concerned with our homegrown terrorist rather than Mexicans. Because that's the, you know, that's the, what's the word I'm looking for? That's the tone that they're giving off, is that Mexicans are criminals, blah, 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 and they're here for to be terrorists. Okay, so I was just saying, look at all these mass murder situations and look who's doing it, okay? They're Americans, right? So that was pretty much the gist of the meme that I shared. Nothing serious, just, you know, it wasn't directed towards anybody because, baby girl, you don't work for the government that makes those kinds of decisions. But I digress. You can be upset about it. And so she said, pretty much, you of all people, I didn't expect that. And so just to give you a little background, The reason why she said that, okay, I'm assuming it's a girl from my high school. My high school was predominantly white. My college was predominantly white. My graduate school, predominantly white. I have worked in settings that have been predominantly white, right? So in her mind, because of that, I should just be cool with what's going on in our country. Wrong. You're wrong. I just never had, I can't, you know, say that I have personally, well, I take that back because this lady did follow me around in the store one time. But other than that, nobody has ever done anything to my face or said anything to my face racist. Okay. So I've never had to deal with it, you know, but it was how I grew up that I didn't have to deal with that. Okay. Now, like I said, to my face. So don't think I'm naive. Because there are some people that I know for a fact are racist, but for what? I'm not going to address it. Just know I know. Yeah. So basically she was just implying that she was surprised because I was around a lot of white people that I wouldn't have anything to say because she's never heard me say anything. So that was pretty much what she was implying. I don't want to put words in her mouth. If you know who you are, if you hear this and you disagree, you can go ahead and send me another Facebook message, okay? Because clearly, I feel like you have a lot to say. But you could definitely tell me whether or not what your intentions were by that statement. But that was just what I took from it. And I don't play the race card. If you know me, that's not my first thing to do is play the race card. I very much so give people the benefit of the doubt way too easily. But I'm really, it's more like a humor me type deal, right? So I got that message, and then she, because I didn't respond, I saw it. So she saw that I saw it. And she responded pretty much acknowledging that I saw it, but I didn't respond. And that she thought that it was immature for me not to want to be her friend because she was a Republican, because I think after I read it, I deleted her, which I'm still not real sure how she was still able to write me. Facebook, you need to work on that too. But yeah, so she was saying that you aren't going to be my friend because I'm a Republican. It took everything I had in me not to write her back, because there are certain things that people don't understand, because one, we don't know how to speak to each other. Because after that message, she saw that I read it and I didn't respond. She had a full blown meltdown and she was trumping me this Trump. And basically she went into a full tantrum in my Facebook message. Who does that sound like to go on a tantrum on social media? Exactly. But you mimic your leadership. Just like me coaching, if I act a natural born fool every time we step on the floor or every time we're at practice and I have no self-control, my players are going to act a natural born fool. Florida's coach, he acts insane to me. The football coach, he acts absolutely insane to me. And then what does his player do? Throws a shoe. Nick Saban's players would never, because of their leadership, right? So she goes on this rant. She's like calling me all kinds of names. And I'm like, literally, she's having an argument by herself. So, and I'm not one to block someone. So I just exited out of it. And really, to this day, I couldn't tell you if she's wrote me back again. Because like I said, I don't get on Facebook. I think my Messenger is like separate. It's like a different app or something. I just don't fool with it. So that was that. So those are the type. And then, of course, when I do my posts and things like that, you kind of start to, people get to a point where it's like, I want to say something. And like for either side, like if, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, I'm sure that there are things that you have seen, posts that you have seen where you type out an entire paragraph of something and then you delete it. You don't send it because you don't want any drama. That's me all the time. I'm like, this is, oh, you know what I'm saying? It's so ignorant. So I'm going to say this. The first thing I'm going to clear up about it, And I'm not speaking on behalf of all Black people. I'm not speaking on behalf of Democrats. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody other than Tarika Walker, okay? First thing, before I start this portion of it, you can Facebook me if you want to. It's Tarika Walker. It's T-E-R-R-E-K-A. And my last name is W-A-L-K-E-R. I am also at Tarika Walker on Instagram, as well as Twitter. Okay. So tweet me and we can talk about it. Okay. Because the main issue with this whole Trump supporters versus everybody else, basically that us against the world mentality, is one, we don't know how to speak to one another. And that's why you can't have conversations. Because I find, and I'm going to say some Trump supporters, because I do know some Trump supporters that don't, the rationale and how they communicate with people is poor. They start calling you names. They start talking about Obama, which I'm confused about that. I mean, just completely confused. It's like, but we're not talking about Obama and Joe Biden is who's running. I'm confused. So I guess I just get really confused by that. But we can't ever have a conversation because we don't know how to talk to each other. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to give you my piece and give you my side of things. And if you want to have a conversation, hit me up on those pages and we can talk. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If you want to write me, attacking me, doing all that other stuff, I'm not going to respond to you. So I'm going to just tell you now to save your energy because I don't care. Okay? Because I feel like people do things because they think they can get a rise out of you, but I really don't care. The only reason she prompted me to do this is just because I just feel like y'all don't understand. First of all, you being a Republican has nothing to do with why I just, there's nothing for us to talk about as far as we don't need to, you know, I don't need to be your friend on social media. It has nothing to do with being a Republican. I typically vote for candidates who are going to benefit me. Okay. I'll say that. I don't like to box myself into something, but if they support me, I'm here for it. A lot of people think that people who heavily vote Democrats are brainwashed or are confused. Please understand from me that politicians in general, in my opinion, these are not facts, do things for their party and not for the American people. They do think because like they can't even make moves for the people because they're too busy worried about what's going to happen with their party. Oh my God. Like Joe Biden, like helping small businesses. That is a big deal that they don't want. I get it. The deficit. I get all that. We're not dumb. We get it. You got to get money from somewhere. Right. So, but it doesn't, it's displeasing to the party. Like the minimum wage thing. Now I'm going to go on the record and say, and I should be embarrassed about that. I have no idea how much minimum wage is. So I don't know how big of a hike that is. I don't know the logistics of, okay, if we raise the minimum wage, what else is in the bill to help the mom and pop restaurants to be able to, you know what I'm saying, go from, let's just say minimum wage is $7. If it's not $7, I don't know. I guess I could have looked it up, but that's not the point of this podcast. But you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, like, what is to like bridge that gap into where the small businesses have to go? Like, was there going to be something else to aid them? But basically, you know, like if you raise $15 to, you know, if you raise the minimum wage to $15, those people that are making more, it gives you leeway to also make more. You know what I'm saying? To bridge that market gap. So those are the things that I was thinking about. So I didn't know. But so don't think that. So don't think that I'm naive to think that, oh, the Democrats are doing everything for me. I'm not naive. I'm not dumb. Okay. So I'm going to say that. Secondly. So it's not about you being a Republican because Republicans have been around forever. I've had friends that voted Republican forever. Don't care. I told you where I'm from. Don't care. Okay. My issue with when I'm talking about specifically Trump, okay, is the following. This is the conversation I'm going to have with you. How can you and I be friends, since people like to throw the friends word around, how can we be friends? How can we maintain a relationship and consider ourselves friends if the person that you voted for, and I'm going to give Trump the benefit of the doubt, okay? Let's just say he's not racist, okay? Let's say he's not a white supremacist. However, he supports it. He empathizes with them. Stand down, stand by. He denounces them when he's forced to. Things of that nature. And the way my skin is set up and white supremacy, that really doesn't work out for me. So if you're voting for someone who's okay with those types of things, what is there? I mean, we can have a conversation, but really, what is there to talk about? You see what I'm saying? Like, there is nothing for us to discuss. You have chosen to vote that way. And that is 100% your right. I mean, like, 100%. Okay? So, you say, well, I'm not a racist. Okay, you're not a racist. But you know the person that you're voting for empathizes with that type of behavior. Right? So you're cool with that behavior, but you're not racist. You see what I'm saying? Like, being an African-American woman, that just doesn't work out for me. And I'm going to say this, because, and then the other half of it is people who are Trump supporters will say, well, you didn't have an issue with it when I voted for him the first time. To be completely honest, I was just ignorant to really who he was as a person, because it really boils down to character. A lot of people keep talking about his policies. It doesn't boil down to policy. It boils down to absolute character, like who you are as a human being, right? The only thing I really knew about him that he said that was out of pocket was that whole grab him by the pee thing, right? So that's what I heard about. And that was pretty much it. This is my thing. I don't give energy to people or things when it's not warranted. I knew I wasn't going to vote for him the first time, so I didn't need to do my research on him. I just knew that I wasn't going to vote for a reality TV star, period. That's silly. I wasn't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Politicians aren't the best. And if we're going to go the route of a non-politician, good grief, can we do some background checks? You know what I'm saying? And you over here. And then, so that was all I knew. So, okay, it was like, in my mind, when we first went through the first round of voting, it was, you're voting Republican, I'm not. So, like I said, I don't have issues with people voting Republican. Why? Who cares? Okay, so you voted Republican. Now let's talk about these last 4 years. These last 4 years, you couldn't help but to get into the politics. And I wouldn't even say deep into the politics, because it wasn't politics. It was just pure shenanigans, right? Twitter, Obama could never, never. How you going to talk about Obama golfing? But you out here golfing when terrorists attack. Listen, this man is out here golfing and just said, forget the country when he lost the election. I'm going to just go ahead and say somebody stole it, but I'm on golf though. I'm on golf. If you're really serious about something, that somebody stole something from you, you're not going to go golf. Period. You're not. Okay? And I'm not even going to address the whole the election stolen, because if you have like an inkling of brain cells, you know that's ridiculous. So I'm not even going to talk about that. That's silly. So when people say, "Well, what do you think about Trump supporters?" I don't think anything about them. All I know is there is nothing for us to discuss, and there's nothing for us to talk about the way my skin is set up. You can say, oh, that's race baiting. It's just the truth. I am black. It's the truth. So I have nothing to talk about. And until you understand that portion of it, because there's a couple of type of Trump supporters, okay? There's the racists. There are the ones that are cool with racism. And then there's the ones that turn the blind eye to it. All three of those are wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And then what further, what they bring up, oh, well, we're going to put our poster black people up that vote for Trump. And they feel like they go through all, they being black people who voted for Trump, go through all these different reasons of why they feel crucified and blah, 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 blah. This is my only thing to say to black people who vote for Trump. You took your black self to the polls and voted the same exact way as the KKK. Make it make sense. When you can make that make sense, then maybe we can talk about it. Until then, until you can make that make sense. Because, baby, I guarantee you that a KKK member does not want you anywhere in their meeting. Okay? The leader of the Proud Boys, dude, you're a clown. They don't like you. Like, I don't get it. Like, I maybe I'm missing something. I just don't understand. But really and truly, I don't think anything about Trump supporters. And that's pretty much that. I mean, it's just like, I'm not going to give you, this is probably the most energy I've given Trump supporters right here. The only time they get my energy is when they, sometimes I have time. Like, most of the time, it's like, I don't have time for you. I'm not giving you my energy. But like, if you slide over and you say something, like I see you say something crazy, because you know, I told you I don't like that bullying stuff. I'm gonna step in and say something. You can say whatever you want to me. I don't care. But stop that internet bullying stuff, y'all. Grow up. Because 9 times out of 10, it's kids. And when I use the word kids, I use that loosely. It's like 18, 19, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. Like, people that you got to think, like 20-year-old, 20, 19-year-old. What is that? That Rittenhouse kid drove up, murdered some people. 21, the guy most recently in Atlanta in the spa thing. I think he was 20, roll up killing people. Like, those are the people those people, and then adults who have zero friends. And it's like, and when I say zero friends, I mean like they are very reclusive people. Not to shade all reclusive people, because I do know people who are reclusive because of mental health issues, reasons, okay? I'm talking about the people that sit behind a keyboard all day long, and that's all they do. They might work, but it's a combination of playing violent video games and sitting behind a keyboard and having zero interaction with humans. And they probably have a lot of cats. You can be mad at me about the cats comments, but oh well. But those are the types of people. And then you have the 2%, like the super, super rich people. And then you have the really, I hate to call people dumb, but you have the really, really, really dumb people. It's like there's really no happy medium. It's like, I would say the majority of the people who voted for Trump is for policy. And then you have the racists and the people who are cool with that type of stuff. Okay? So I'm not calling all y'all racist, so calm down. Okay? But you know, y'all know, and I'm going to just leave it at that. But at the end of the day, Trump supporters are still human beings. I don't have any energy for you, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all human beings, I'm not gonna talk negatively about you. I'm not going to do any of that. All I did today was tell you why I have nothing. I mean, the way my skin is set up, there's nothing for us to discuss. You know what I'm saying? That's all I did today. Okay. So I would like the same courtesy. I don't need you calling me 15,000 names, because that's something that Trump would do. Have a full-blown tantrum in my inbox, and I haven't even said one word to you. Like, maturity is a big deal, and it's scary when some of y'all have children, because they're gonna act just like you. And some of y'all that's doing this, y'all like 50 and 60 years old. Grow up. Get out of people's inboxes. Get off the internet. Put on some shorts and a t-shirt. Go outside and get you some sunlight. Okay? Go outside and get yourself some sunlight. Brighten your soul up. And be better people. Okay? Somebody slides in your inbox with something racist, or you see something racist, just be like, I'm gonna pray for you. Just say that. I'm going to just pray for you. Because they need it. They really do. Because the evil that is on this earth has just reared its ugly head. I mean, we had a whole homegrown terrorist attack on January 6th. And I'm gonna say one more thing about Trump. What I don't understand. Because like I told you about the black people, I don't understand how you vote the same way as the KKK. That's one thing that you can never make sense to me. The other thing that you can never make sense to me is why in the world would a regular person, okay, a human being, I don't know you from Adam, other than what I see on TV. We don't have a personal relationship. Why would you go be a whole entire terrorist, go to jail from somebody that you don't even know? Talking about you stole something from him. Bro, that's like going in a Walmart and being like, Walmart, y'all stole from this man. I demand you give this stuff back. I'm gonna tear your Walmart up. I'm going back. I'm going to jail. And that man is gonna be like, I don't even know you. And Trump didn't do nothing for them. He didn't bail them out. Nothing. Like that woman that was in real estate. Like she went and she was being a terrorist on January 6th. And in her mind, she thought that Trump should bail her out. Bro, he don't know you. I just didn't understand that. Like, I get being passionate. Somebody has put something in your mind and you're like, man, that's messed up. You know what I'm saying? If you really believe that, you know what I'm saying? Even though court has said otherwise, even though y'all feel like that was shady too, but I'm just saying, even though everybody has said otherwise, but you really felt like an election was stolen, you gonna go to prison for an election? For somebody that's not even gonna bail you out? He didn't even pardon y'all? Bro, make it make sense to me. So those are two things. If you can slide in my inbox and make them two things make sense, why you gonna go to jail for somebody you don't know? And how you vote the same way as the KKK and you're black? Make it make sense, okay? Them two things. Now, the other thing that people asked me about was anti-maskers. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to try to say this in the most nicest way as possible. Bro, y'all dumb. Silly. And you know, and the people that do it are the most uneducated people that walk this face of this earth, like ninth grade educations. No shade, because I know, you know, older people had to work, you know what I'm saying? I get that, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had to work, y'all couldn't go through, you know, college, you know, all of that. I get that. But I'm talking about the people with 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 teeth that feel like their rights are, you're violating my rights. I hate to laugh, but it's so ridiculous. Like, bro. And then they'll be like, the numbers are down. Why are we still wearing masks? Bro, it's because of the masks that the numbers are down. Do you see how that works? So if we take off the mask prematurely before enough percentage of the world is vaccinated, then we're probably going to be back in the same position that we previously were. Yes, we are aware that people who are vaccinated can still get COVID. So that's why you can still wear your mask. Get it? Right. And nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh my gosh, the birds are chirping, the sun is out, I can't wait to put on my mask. No, but we do it to protect each other, to not be selfish. Just put the freaking mask on. I hate when I see people who walk by a sign that says mask required and they walk their little entitled, uneducated, because that's what you are, selves into a building. Why? Because one, in half of the time, the people who work in places don't enforce it because they're so freaking soft. If I ran a store and you came in my store without a mask, first of all, I'm not about to argue with you. I'm going to just call the police and let them take care of you. First of all, that's the first of all. Second of all, you're going to have to steal from that store because I wish one of my cashiers would take you at their cashier without a mask on. You're going to put that mask on or you're going to steal my stuff out of my store. You know what I'm saying? Like, chill, dude. Y'all have got to chill out about the mask. Now, I live in Texas. People are insane in Texas. I'm sorry. But the whole lifting the mask, I'm not going to say that because most of the businesses here have still required masks. I'm going to say that. But then you still have the crazies that walk around. But please know this. Tarika Walker, you can find my picture on my social media. If you see me and you walk up to me without a mask on, I'm going to spray your mouth with Lysol. So we're all clear. Okay? Because you might not want to follow rules. I like to follow rules. And I would prefer not to have COVID again. So I'm going to need you to stay far away from me or I will spray your mouth with Lysol. Okay? So what do I think about anti-maskers? Y'all got to do better. You got to do better. It's 2021. Let's all make it to 2022. So that's pretty much what I think about it. I really don't like to talk about politics because people don't know how to speak to each other. Just don't know how to talk about it without getting all upset. Christians that voted for Trump, bless y'all. I just want y'all to show me. I just be asking, you know, I ask logical questions. Black people, tell me how you vote for KKK. Other people, terrorists, I'm going to call y'all terrorists that stormed January 6th. Terrorists, tell me how you go to jail for somebody else. And then Christians, show me in the Bible where any of Trump's behavior is acceptable. Now, I do know Cain killed Abel, okay? That's in the Bible. A fallen angel, Lucifer, okay? Who we know is Satan, okay? I know that's in the Bible. Who else? Peter, yeah, Peter, you denied the Lord 3 times. Okay, so I get that portion of it, but is that how he fits into the Bible that Christians say he fits into? And I am a Christian, just so we're clear. I'm just trying to figure out what Bible y'all are reading so I can kind of, you know, get that Bible. I just need to know, because I know the Ten Commandments can't be in that Bible. But y'all let me know. Like I said, yeah, I'm being sarcastic. I don't really care. You can be mad. But hit me up. Let me know. Let me know, Christians, what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Oh, and please don't give me the abortion thing, okay? Don't give me the abortion talk. We not even going to talk about that, okay? So in that case, you just might as well not vote at all, okay? You don't want to vote for somebody who promotes abortion, who is for abortion, but you're going to vote for... I'm going to go to sleep on y'all. Listen, I'm done talking about it. Anti-maskers, do better. And the rest of y'all, those three categories, make that make sense to me. And I will hear you loud and clear. But on a lighter note, I do wish, hope, at some point, all of us in this country can come together. Because if you really think about racism and think about how silly it is, you don't like me because of the color of my skin. That's just so dumb. Like, it's so dumb. Like, what is my character like? It makes sense. It makes sense to logically not like somebody because of their character, but because of the color of their skin. But you guys, and I'm specifically speaking on white people who are racist, but you guys like to tan. Make it, I just need y'all to make that make sense to me. But we have to be better. You know, Biden, trust, he's not getting woohoo from me. Okay? I am very well aware that a lot of white people who are around that 70-ish, 80 age are racist. Not all, but a lot. But it's because of how they were raised, right? Because of the times that they grew up, that's all they knew, was that they didn't like black people, so we just gonna get on the we don't like black people train. So let's just go out on a limb and say Biden's parents were racist, right? So racism is a learned behavior. So all of those things that Biden did when he was a younger politician and things like that, I felt like that's where that stemmed from. So now it's President Biden's job and whoever's listening job that was raised by racists, it's your job now to unlearn that behavior. And I feel like half of the time, people are scared of things that they have never experienced. Get to know a race that you, like black people, if you don't like white people because you've never had to deal with them, deal with them. Black, white people, vice versa. Hispanics, Asian, you know, whatever. If you're uncomfortable with a race, get to know that race and don't just write them off. Because guys, we have got to be better. Like, we aren't this bad of a people. We cannot be this bad of a people to each other. And like, so President Biden, you have a side eye for me. But so far, his actions are kind of lining up with his words, okay? So far. You know, so he said he was going to, you know, do a little multicultural cabinet. I mean, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing those things that he promised. Because, you know, politicians are quick to make promises that they sure can't keep. Now, that minimum wage thing, like I said, I mean, that doesn't really affect me. But for the people it does affect, you know, that was a big time promise. But hopefully there can be some kind of middle ground come to for that. But don't think that just because people voted for President Biden, more so look at it, they were voting against Trump. Okay. But we got to have some hope that this country can come together because this division is disgusting. And before I end today, like I said, I am a Christian. Those of you that don't pray, that do not pray, that's your business. But I do want to say this before I end today. My thoughts and prayers go out to the Asian community. And again, it stems from a presidency that used rhetoric to ostracize an entire race of people. And now here we are, those 20, 21-year-olds, 19-year-olds, impressionable people that go around doing and saying ignorant things and even murdering people because of who they are. And then you have police officers quoting them, well, he just had a bad day. I don't know about you guys, but when I have bad days, I don't go murder 8 people. I get that he was quoting him, but you also were sharing a COVID-19 China virus shirt. So that makes me question your motives, and you're a leader. Like, we have got to weed out these people who are leaders that have this racist rhetoric, because this country is not going to get better. If you know somebody that's a straight up racist and you just tolerate them, don't. Because racists are cowards. If you really think about it, racists are cowards. They're going to be behind their keyboards. Because a coward will call you the N-word to your face and then apologize and say they're not racist later. If you get drunk and become racist, baby, you were racist before that. The dude talking about he had his blood sugar went up. Boy, if you don't get off of my line, you're racist, period. You used a full-blown N-word and got caught on a microphone and made a dumb excuse because it was really dumb. Like, all diabetics in the world was mad at you for putting that on diabetes. I my sugar went high and I just got racist. Come on now, stop it. But you guys got to be better. Like, if you see people being racist of any race, tell them to stop. Stop. Just quit. We not going to get better if we keep getting caught up in the same cycle. Okay? But to the Asian community, I am so sorry that people are treating you guys that way. You know, as an African American woman, like I said, I specifically have only maybe one incident and I can really recall of someone being racist to me, but people just walking up to you guys and knocking you out, murdering you guys is so, so evil and so, so unnecessary. And I hate that for your community. My prayers go out to those families of those people who were lost, this past week. And I just pray for a better country. I pray for a better world. Because, guys, it is some evil in this world. And you need to watch who you surround yourself with. Who your kids get caught up in. We have to do better. But next week, we're going to move to a whole different energy, okay? We're going to talk about March Madness, baby. Y'all got, I'm going to wait till everybody can get their picks in. Tomorrow's the last day because games start tomorrow. So I guess it ends tonight at midnight for you. I've got several brackets. I'm in two money brackets. So hopefully I win some money, especially that one that was a $20 pot because that was steep because I'm going to pay like $5 for a pot or whatever. But definitely looking forward to the bracket. March Madness is always the best time of the year, but looking forward to that. And then the episode after that, so we'll talk about that on Sunday. And then the episode after that, I'm going to talk about my trip and it's going to be light, you know, a good time. And then I'm going to talk to you guys about some ideas that I've got. And then we're just going to keep building on that. So I told you on my social media stuff, just shoot me some messages on topics you guys want to talk, you want me to talk about. And then we can discuss it. That's why I want to kind of, I'm going to talk to you guys about YouTube, okay? I'm going to talk to you guys about that because you can actually like interact with people in the comments and things like that. So, but I hope you guys have a good rest of your day, a great weekend. I will talk to you guys on Sunday. Stay safe and stay blessed.